Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cut my life into riddies. This is my last puzzle. This is a riddle riddle. I'm Adel Riddlefy.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm Adel Riddlefy.
We all looked at you like he didn't say his name.
I'm Riddlefy.
He didn't finish the sacred pact that keeps us here.
Cut my wife into pieces. Oh no, I killed my wife.
This is my Borat joke. I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron on a block of ice, Keefe. Both of them are goldfish, Keefe.
I'm Russian. My name is Anna Blokovice.
Doesn't that sound like a Bond villain?
It really does.
Mr. Bond, my name is Anna Blokovice.
Yeah.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
My name is Anna Kornikova.
If you say comrade in a Russian accent, it sounds
real
like
quick. What?
Comrade.
Comrade?
This is my comrade.
Do it again.
Mom, get out of my room. You washed my comrade.
I've been meeting with my comrade in here.
Whoa. What?
How is everyone doing?
Obviously great.
I was doing good. Previously, I was doing good.
Superman's doing good. You're doing well.
That's right. Ooh. I'm sorry. Thank you. James, you want to do your warm-up you were doing earlier? You're doing like a verbal warm-up?
Nope.
You don't want to do it?
I'm all good.
I have what I want to do.
Oh, please.
I wrote this on the way to the studio here. Ready?
Yeah.
And you all can say this after me.
Sure.
I quit the show.
I quit the show. Talked to my lawyer. While in Iran, I ate Zatarans in a catamaran with Rick Moranis.
While in Iran, I ate catamarans in Zatarans with Rick's anus.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
In Zatarans, I ate Zatarans with Rick Moranis.
And this is the show. This is, if you're a new listener, this is what we do. It's just a fucking madhouse.
If Rick Moranis married David Boreanaz, their kids would be adopted.
Adorable. Oh, boy.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's just fun.
It's just fun. We're just having fun.
Want to know a fun thing I did today?
Yes.
In the car with Sean? Mm-hmm. You know the Dave Matthews song that everyone knows?
Ants Go Marching.
Is that Ants Go Marching?
That's a different song.
That's Crash. Yeah. What's Ants Go Marching?
When all the little ants go marching.
At the first of the morning.
Oh, yeah.
That one. In the car, we played a game where you had to do the part of the song that's like, you have to do an impression of Dave Matthews, but you're not allowed to use the words that he uses in that song.
So this sounds like my Swedish Chef game.
Yeah, it's a lot like that, but you have to, they're supposed to be real words that you use.
So you have to sing that melody, but you have to also use real worlds.
Yeah, but it also has to sound like Dave Matthews still. It has to still, like, almost like it's passing for that song.
Oh, okay.
Aaron?
Do you have an example, Aaron?
Well, we kept going, Shauna Helpin. That's how, and then we just would list people's
Jesus.
Names. Do you want me to give you a category and then you can do it?
Yeah.
All right, JPC, your category
is... Jesus, this is hard.
Do you want to name one or a noun?
Just give me a noun.
Sea creatures.
Sea creatures?
Yeah.
Milk this seahorse. Grab it by the penis or the seahorse genitalia. You don't know till you try.
Nailed it.
Is that a real lyric? You don't know until you try?
I don't think so. But that's the melody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Adel, your topic is the weather.
The category is
Category is weather.
Great.
Cloudy with chance of rain or meatballs or locusts. Stay inside.
See, Aaron, this is fun.
My new nickname for you is Nicolas Cage. Because you're a goddamn national treasure.
Because?
I don't love that nickname.
You're a Coppola. Be a Coppola.
Have you ever seen
your new nickname is Nicolas Cage? Because you're an adaptation.
Have you ever seen that movie with him and John Travolta?
Yes.
It's the hottest.
Face Off.
Face Off is the hottest piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life.
What?
Are you kidding me?
It's good.
Shut up.
He licks a child's face at the beginning of that movie.
John Travolta the whole time goes like this
face
to
waterfall.
His faces.
Yeah, face waterfall.
Do not call it. No.
It's a face waterfall.
No, you cannot.
Go watch the opening scene of that movie. Nicolas Cage grabs a choir singer's face. She looks like she's maybe 15 years old and licks her face. Mm-hmm. And he could not have been allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It's clear. As soon as they did cut, they were like, let's get her $10,000.
Yeah.
Let's get her $10,000
hey,
right
quick,
now.
You were a day player and now you are a lawsuit. So I do want to see a quick scene. And that I promise, listeners, I promise right after the scene, we'll start the riddles.
Start these riddles.
Famously, that movie is directed by Wes Anderson. the movie is directed by John Woo. And his signature is White Doves. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you're going to be playing. I'm going to be John Woo, the director.
Great. Mm-hmm.
JPC, you're going to be John. I was trying to think of something for JPC. John, probably Travolta, JPT. And Aaron, you're going to be an extra who has a bit of a run in with John.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Great. So, this next scene, John, you're going to take your own face off. And then you're going to go into this restaurant and order from this waitress. Here we go in action.
Sorry, I'm just...
Excuse me, miss.
Oh, I'm sorry, Woody Allen. You need to get off set.
Who would I rather play
Woody,
less?
You need
Woody
to get off set.
Okay. Let's...
Okay. Mr. Travolta, there you are. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
Sandy?
Action.
Sandy? Hold on. Sandy? Whoa.
It's such a nightmare.
And action.
Hey, it's me, John Travolta.
I'm a person.
Should I say my name?
Cut real quick.
Okay.
Honestly, John, you're perfect. The lines, we can work, make those work. Waitress, what's your real name?
Sandy.
Great.
Sandy?
So you're a waitress who just memorizes the order? Get out your fucking pad. You have a pad, right?
Okay.
Great. Here we go. Action.
My fucking pad or my pad?
You want to see my fucking pad?
This is all good. Keep going.
Okay. Even with you saying this is all okay.
Yes.
What can I get ya?
An egg.
And
one egg, please. Oh.
And how would you like that prepared?
Pizza.
Oh. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Hello, producers. We have a problem.
Yes,
on
this
set.
Is Mel Brooks.
John Travolta's voice box is melting.
We're in the middle of a performance of the producers.
See? Oh.
See? Let's get into some riddles. That is, of course, the loose premise of this show.
The reason we're all here is to do riddles until God lets us into heaven or the devil takes us into hell.
The reason for the season, pumpkin spice riddles.
This is purgatory.
Ooh, let's do a pumpkin spice riddle.
Oh, my God. We're so that feeble.
Okay, we're going to get into the riddles. The first one we're going to do is the one warm-up you get.
Okay.
And I want this to just set the tone for the rest of the episode.
Okay.
In which state would you find yourself?
Just call me an answering machine, because I'm about to set the tone.
Just call me a C note at the beginning of choir practice, because I'm about to set the tone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, just call me Whoopi Goldberg, because my sister can act. Shout out to Sadia, a working actress in Chicago.
What?
Why did
just
you have
happen?
That? Why did you have that in your bucket ready to go?
That was not in my bucket.
Oh, sure.
He's so smart.
You said earlier, lick a choir girl, and for whatever reason, the first thing at my on my head was sister act.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, what were you
saying? I was saying the name of my sex tape, but that's not that funny.
The name of your sex tape is Choir Girl.
Lick a choir. Just
the name of your sex tape is Lick a Choir Girl.
They're both looking at me.
Isn't that the lake that Ted Kennedy killed that girl in?
Lick a Choir Girl?
Lick a Choir Girl.
Lick a Choir Girl. Okay, I'm ready.
Lick a Choir Girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. Face some in there, give her a face on, lick it, lick it off face.
Give her $10,000.
In which state would you find yourself if you left St. Louis, went 5 miles east, then 200 miles north, and then 40 miles west.
A state of disarray.
State of disrepair.
Aaron's closest with the state of Sugar Ray. It is the home state of Mark McGrath.
All right, can you say it's you left St. Louis?
In which state would you find yourself if you left St. Louis and went 5 miles east?
Five miles east?
Mm-hmm. Then 200 miles north, and then 40 miles west. Aaron, you basically got it.
A state of confusion.
The answer? A state of confusion.
Why?
Ooh.
Once you go north of Canada, that's a famously Lewis and Clark went into that territory, drowned, and they called it the state of confusion.
Yeah, they both drowned and then they named it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see a scene really quick. JPC, you're a dad.
But I don't do quick. I take my time with these scenes.
Oh, brother. You're a dad and you've lived in Missouri your whole life. You think it's the best state.
Because you want to make the scenes come.
Oh, and Adel, you're his kid and you really want to just like get out of Missouri, go to a coast, like live a more glamorous life.
And what was JPC's character?
A dad who's been in Missouri his whole life and he just thinks everyone should only live in Missouri.
And what was my character?
And I have the same questions as Adel, but I'm going to need mine after he gets his.
So I want to stay in Missouri.
Yeah, I want to stay in Missouri. You want to leave.
Okay.
You weren't listening at all even the second time. That's not the character. That's just yelling at you.
And start a scene.
It's not time to make a change.
Dang,
just relax and take it easy.
You're reading lyrics off your phone.
You're still young. That's your fault.
Huh?
There's so much you have to know.
Huh?
Find a girl.
Mm.
Settle down.
Okay.
If you want, you can marry.
Mm.
Look at me. I'm old, but I'm happy.
Good.
Take these chances.
Are you singing DMB?
Put them in a bag, then sit your ass in misery. Stay here until you die.
We cut to... We cut to JP, since I didn't get a chance to be a character in the scene, since I was being played at, we cut to the, you need to renew your lyrics license, mm-hmm. JPC, you take a trip to the DMB. Next.
Sorry, I was...
Please get next up in line.
I'm next. I'm here.
I see identification.
Here we go.
State ID will work just fine.
Oh, then I'll take
our
that
driver's
back.
License.
And here's that state ID. I'm just here to renew my DMB.
What's your date of birth? Starting with the month and day, then the year.
Like England? Month and day?
You think in England they do month and day? We cut to the British. Aaron, you're going
to
play
the
British DMV.
British DMV. What's interesting about us is that the girls drive the opposite side of the road. Can I help you?
Shouldn't you still be doing Dave Matthews Band songs, even a British accent?
I'm British, the Queen's our mother. We love her so much. Monarchies never die.
See. Here we go. Let's get into our main riddles.
Yes.
A man screams for over an hour and wakes up the majority of people who live in his neighborhood.
Hey, Riddle Podcast.
That is correct. The man is JP Riddles. Rather than complain about the noise or tell the man to stop or shut up, his neighbors give him an enthusiastic response.
He's screaming.
A man screams for over an hour and wakes up the majority of people who live in his neighborhood. Rather than complain about the noise or tell the man to stop or shut up, his neighbors give him an enthusiastic response.
Was this man alerting them of danger? Like, was there a dog on fire?
I know.
JVC, you got it.
Nice.
Paul
Revere. The man was Richard Denton, a Florida man who in 2005 spotted a dog on fire.
That dog on fire is my favorite Denzel Washington movie.
I fell into a flaming dog on fire. It went bark, bark, bark.
As the flames went higher.
And he purred, purred, purred.
Is it Paul Revere?
The man, Paul Revere, yelling, "The British are coming."
I want to see a scene.
Yep.
JBC, you are Paul Revere.
Got it.
And you, Adel, will be just like the people in the town who like are just don't want to be woken up. We cannot believe that he's this rude.
Hey, everybody, the British are coming.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Oh, Paulie, shut the fuck up.
Who is that up there?
It's Marky.
Marky?
Yeah, fucking Paulie.
Fuck you.
Is that Paul Revere?
It's fucking Paulie.
Paul, are you drunk?
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, he made his horse.
Is that Nikki?
He made his horse.
Yeah. Is that my fucking sister?
He made his horse smoke marijuana. Get off your fucking high horse.
Is that my fucking sister?
Yeah, what's it to you?
Marky, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Hey, I can make my own decisions, Paul.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You're drunk.
We're all drunk.
Yeah, you're all
we're
yelling.
Fucking drunk.
Yeah, we're drunk.
Why are you fucking yelling? We were
fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Yankees
fucking
suck.
You fucking suck. I hope a fucking British soldier fucking comes on your face.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you. I was coming here to do something nice. I was coming here to do you a nicety, Mark.
Yeah, fucking nicety.
Fuck you.
We were
because I'm not
out
doing
and,
it.
And drinking Sam Adams, and then you come up in here.
You got Sam Adams up there?
Yeah, he's up here.
Yeah,
we're drinking him.
We have his remains. We steep them for a couple days and turn it into a nice brew.
Whoa. Yeah, nothing.
Hey, Marky, I got something for you.
Yeah, what's that?
One if by land, two if by sea. My two ass cheeks, buddy.
Are you moaning him?
Yeah, and the one was my penis. Sorry you had to see that.
Paul, are you trying to tell us something? What's going on? Why are
what's
you
going on?
Causing a
do
ruckus?
Do you know something?
Yeah, I actually do know something. I actually have a...
Paulie, what do you know?
I have a big, important job, Marky. I got a big job, Nikki. I'm in charge.
Oh, he's so important.
Hey.
We get it. You're in charge
holy
of your
crap
fucking boutique. Paul's
he's
boutique.
He's wicked important out here.
I am important. I am important. And I was supposed to come in here and tell everybody that the British are coming.
Pull your pants back up. You didn't pull them up after you moved.
I'm not going to pull my pants up for you.
Oh.
I'm not. Freaking George Washington's not around here. So the president's not walking.
Is. He's down by the bank.
He's down by the bank?
Yeah.
Who's he banking?
Who's coming?
Who's Washington banking? Huh?
British soldiers, he says, has the weirdest names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's on bank?
Who's on bank?
See. Let's get into our next riddle here.
Boston.
A man enters a sweepstakes one summer and is notified by mail that he has won third prize.
Mail,
a new
M-A-L-E?
M-A-I-L.
Doctor's a mother.
A man enters a sweepstakes one summer and is notified by mail that he has won third prize, a new refrigerator. The man owns his home but does not have a fridge.
What?
Although there are no hidden costs and he needs to keep his family's food cold, the man turns down the prize. What's going on here?
He doesn't have a fridge?
He has a home, but no fridge.
Oh, is he an owl?
The man
is
a mow is a mowl.
Who's an owl? Who?
Who?
Whom?
Whom? Yeah. Superman. Who?
Superman.
Superman does whom? You're doing Batman. I'm going to start responding Superman to people being like, how you doing, Superman?
Superman.
So what's going on with this man?
His house doesn't have electricity.
Okay.
Because he's Amish. Amish. Amish.
Amisha was a little bit taller.
Amisha was a baller. Amisha was a gish with a bish with a baller. I wish I had a beard and a beard and a spear. Raise a big bar now. I wish I was like 5'4" so I could play Jesus at Church House Cross. And I'm a Lutherans.
Lutheran.
Mumble, Lutherans.
Mumble, Lutherans.
This is mumble number 5.
Speak up. Enunciate.
What?
A little bit too far.
What?
Papa loves mumble.
We're fucking hacks.
I have fun.
This is legit bad stand-up from the early aughts. Okay, fuck.
I do think that we're in like a Truman Show situation, and I think that we, like, I feel like the world is humoring us, where they're like, good job, this is good, but they just take our tapes and dump them in the ocean.
Sort of like the tea.
Yeah, but then there's some tech wizard who, like, made Twitter followers for us or something.
It's all bots. If you're a bot today, tweet at us, I'm for sure not a bot.
Yeah, and put the word Russian in there as well.
Did someone say to tweet at them?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to activate
Aaron, I follow
bot
you on Twitter. You do not follow me back.
Well, okay.
What gives?
Puzzbot, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Puzzbot420.
Okay, Puzzbot420.
Let's see if that's available.
Damn, Puzzbot. Are you familiar with the phrase horny on your mane?
Horny on my mane. I do not know.
Yeah. It seems like you're pretty thirsty out here. You know your likes are public, right?
Shit.
It looks like you just
read some of my followers. I'm sorry, who I follow. Who are some of the people I follow that make me thirsty?
Frankie Muniz.
Mm-hmm. Because he's thirsty for Lizzo. Guilty by association.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Mm-hmm. He has the best voice.
And then a lot of Trump bots.
Yeah.
Oh. Not a good look. Not a good look for you, Puzzbot.
Oh, no.
It's okay, Puzzbot. We actually didn't want you here.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Does that make sense? Well, I heard... Actually, Aaron's laugh is hurting me.
Puzzbot, settle a bet for me. Are you familiar with Dave Matthews Band?
Yes.
Can you sing, if I give you a topic,
yes.
Could you sing that famous Dave Matthews Band song as Puzzbot?
Crash?
Yeah, the movie Crash.
Looking up most famous Dave Matthews song. Results, Crash.
All right, Puzzbot, you did it. Your topic is pasta.
I am making rigatoni. I boiled up the water, put some salt in for flavor. I'm the puzz of the castle.
Wow, Puzzbot, that is actually a really great way to make rigatoni.
That's really?
Yeah.
I throw it against the wall to see when it's done.
Rigatoni?
The pan. P.S. Right. The pan is what I call my kids.
Get out of here, Puzzbot, you old scamp.
All right, see you later.
Till next time.
We can't wait. Boy.
God. He just sat on my fucking lap and...
Yeah, he's like 800 pounds here.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
now.
My groin is ruined.
Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't.
It was one too
nothing
hot.
To write home about.
What is the answer to the riddle?
Well,
No.
My groin, of course, wasn't in the Civil War, so no, it wouldn't write home.
Dearest penis balls.
Dearest penis. I hope this letter finds you well.
Here's from your loving vagina. Stay safe, love vagina.
Stay dry.
Stay
dry.
Left even.
Okay.
I'm here at the British DMV.
Okay, so we were right with no electricity, or because you gave us
you
something.
Are correct with no electricity.
Is he Amish?
He is not Amish, but you're on the right path.
The path has no electricity.
The path has no electricity.
Okay.
And it has to do with, similar to, what do you call it, like Pennsylvania?
Dutch.
Deutsch?
Yep.
It's a specific, it would be like a regional thing.
Oh, is he Eskimo?
Igloo?
Igloo
the man, I don't know if he's an Eskimo, but the answer is the man lives in an igloo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess
in Alaska.
It could be... Anyone. I think most people in Alaska live in igloos, right? Sarah Palin, big igloo.
I'm going to stay out of this conversation
because
I don't want to be canceled.
Nope. I can get canceled for saying Sarah Palin lives in an igloo. Come get me.
JV's
what's her son's name? Tractor?
Tractor. She has tractor, trailer.
Soldier.
Hunter. Soldier. Tinker. Spy. Soldier. Spy.
Gordon Love Levitt Hewitt.
I am going to name my kids Tractor.
Jennifer
trailer,
Love and
Spy.
Hewitt. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you live in Alaska. You have built a home entirely out of ice, and you are bringing a date back for the first time.
So I guess this is me.
This is you. I'm so sorry. I also live in Alaska, in a house.
Yeah, I normally would live in a house, but I wanted to just see if I could do it, right?
Yeah, this is...
Also, I run hot.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
The way that your place looks and then kind of everything that happened on the date tonight is really just leading me to say, like, you're Superman, right?
Oh.
This is a fortress of crystals.
But I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah, but you did take the glasses off and laser the maitre d' at the restaurant when they didn't seat us immediately.
Oh,
and then
no.
You did. When we went back to the car, you jumped over the car onto the other side of the car and then opened my door for me.
Oh.
You also kept referring to yourself as Superman.
Oh.
On the date?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Did I call my dick Super 2? Did I mention how my dick is also part of...
No, you did talk about the movie Superbad a lot.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that may have just been like a personal preference thing.
Yeah, but I'm wearing glasses, so I certainly couldn't be Superman. Superman doesn't wear glasses, everyone.
Sure, I can see the undershirt that you're wearing is a spandex tights.
Do we have company? Hi, my name is Elizabeth Good.
Oh.
Superman does me.
Boom!
A ghost?
Same. Boom, I love that.
Boom, I love that. Here we go. Let's do another riddle.
Okay. You don't tell me what to do.
Okay. Aaron, we're going to do another riddle. JBZ is going to honk wildly because he is... There's never been...
I'm sitting this out.
JBZ is a human version of Untitled Goose Game. He's basically just a goose wrecking fucking havoc, being an asshole, doing what he wants.
Wrecking havoc?
Wrecking havoc.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrecking havoc.
That's, you don't wreak havoc, you wreck it.
Superman does good.
Yeah.
I'm wreaking havoc. I'm sitting this one out.
Okay.
I'm not doing this one.
Okay, I'm doing it.
This is just you, Aaron.
All right.
I'm only going to snipe from the sidelines.
I love it.
I will not be helpful.
Okay.
Aaron, here we go. 150 people sit patiently in a train station waiting for their train. Suddenly, there's an announcement that the train has been canceled, and 147 of the people get up and leave the station. Three people remain behind.
Those are the people that think it's okay to say igloo people live in Alaska, and that's why they didn't care that they got fucking canceled.
What's the riddle?
Aaron, 150 people sit patiently in a train station waiting for their train. Suddenly, there's an announcement that the train has been canceled, and 147 of the people get up and leave the station. Three people remain behind. Why?
A captain always goes down with his train.
No, that's a captain always goes down on his train. Aaron, what do you think?
Okay.
What do you think?
And these three people.
Yeah.
They're all spiders?
These three people.
Yeah, are these three people spiders?
These people, Peter Parker, Mike Morales,
Gwen
and
Jeff
Birbiglia.
Jeff Birbiglia.
Okay, the hint that you're going
to
give me
Hold on. I would like to put money on this.
Okay.
Since I'm not in this, I took this one off.
Yeah.
And I know the answer, but I took it off.
What are you doing with your time off?
What's that?
Yeah, what have you been up to in your time off?
Yeah,
let's do a quick little check-in with JPC. JPC, since you retired as a co-host of Hey Riddle Riddle, what have you been doing with your free time?
Oh, man. Well, Matt, I love that question. Thanks so much.
What do you think my name is?
Matt?
You're correct.
Great.
Matthew, if you feel like going the full mile. Great. Okay.
I love that question. I get that question all the time. Really, honestly, I've been getting to know JPC a little better.
You met another man named JPC?
Yes. Okay. His name is Jordan Patrice Cocoa Butter. And
wow, that's going to follow you.
Yeah, and he's delightful. We were actually sitting next to each other on an airplane simulator. I was pilot, he was co-pilot. We struck up a conversation. We were in flight school together.
Flight simulation school.
What's that?
Flight simulation?
No, it was a simulation of flight school.
Okay.
So we were in a simulator in a classroom setting, full VR, taking paper tests, pen and pencil.
And there's also, for the flight simulator, there was a stimulator, right?
Yes, it was a flight. I'm sorry.
It's a flight
simulator.
It
was a classroom stimulator. So it was, when I say full VR, it was a 3-inch device that was inserted into every orifice that we had available.
And the stimulator was doing some stem cell research?
Yes, I'm sorry. Let me back up. It was a flight simulator, stem cell research simulator.
And you had to fight over who did the stem cell research?
Yes.
So it was a fight or flight simulator?
It was fight or flight, 100%. So me, Jordan, Patrice, Coco Butter, we're figuring things out. Lovely guy.
Can you do a quick recap for me where you were?
Sure. So, 1982, Spanish Harlem. Aaron, do you know the answer to this freaking riddle or not?
Oh, I think we're out of time.
Those three people may have been out of time as well.
Give me like a sort of hint.
A sort of hint.
Not a real hint, just a kind, like a hint of a hint.
So there's 150 people. There's an announcement. 147 of them left.
Ask questions.
Three stayed put.
Ask questions.
There's something that sets those three people
apart. They're stuck in amber. Okay.
There's statues of people in the train station.
They are.
Aaron, life finds a way.
Incredible. What is interesting is the announcement was, oh, the train's going to go.
No, the train.
The train's left.
It's canceled.
Oh, the train's canceled.
People who are too afraid to fly.
Itself.
So I'm going to wait.
Very good, Aaron. Very good.
He's giving you a hint, Aaron.
I just need you to answer the question.
Jeff? Why is that a hint?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, three of the people were different from the other 147. What made them different? They weren't trapped in amber. They weren't dead.
They
weren't spiders. They weren't from Spanish Harlem. They weren't Jeff Goldblum. They weren't dinosaurs. What do we think
is
going on?
What the hell is happening?
Here's the hint. 150 people sit patiently in a train station waiting for their train. Suddenly, there's an announcement that the train has been canceled, and 147 people get up and leave. Three people remain behind. Why, after an announcement, would 99% of the people leave. Aaron's just smashed the mic.
Once an episode, Aaron's mic drops. Aaron's mic drops.
To be fair, she picked up the entire podcasting setup and dropped it. Because she felt so good about her answer.
We could help Aaron, but we're choosing not to.
As Aaron fixes her mic, JPC, can you take us back to Spanish Harlem 1982?
Maria, Maria, she reminds me of a West Side Story. Give me any topic.
Santana. Well, it's a hot one. Well, it's a hot one.
Like 7 inches from the noonday sun.
It's a Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. So smooth.
Aaron, you are so stuck. So they're not dinosaurs. It's nothing to do with Jurassic Park.
Do they work for the train?
They do not work for the train. Okay. No. So it's not like 147 employees. Mm-hmm. So that is helpful. Aaron, I bet if you apologize, I bet JPC would swoop in and help with
swoop
this riddle.
In.
I want you to apologize.
When this started, you said you didn't want to do this riddle because Adel was telling you what to do. Hey. Not sure what I'm apologizing for, but women love to say sorry, so here we are. I'm sorry.
Look, I don't know what you're apologizing for either, but now that I've heard that it's on the table, boy, oh boy, do I want that. It seems to me that I did everything, and I don't know what I would be getting an apology for.
What's the answer to this riddle?
So the answer to this riddle, Aaron... I don't know.
You don't know?
JPC is pulling up a whiteboard. He's got a dry erase marker. He's just drawing DNA helix with dicks.
The train going to a place is canceled. Were these people returning from that place?
It has nothing to do...
With their destination?
It does have something to do with destination in terms of maybe where they are. But it doesn't have anything to do with, like, the train logistics.
Got it.
I mean, to a certain extent, it does, because the train was canceled.
Are the people that are staying there still at work?
No.
Okay.
Or do they live close by? Do they live there?
I'm going to say most definitely not.
They do not live close by? Are they dead?
They are. Where do you think dead people live?
They were three people who weren't from that place, so they just have to stay there.
Nobody buried survivors.
You 85% have this riddle correct.
Everyone else lived in that city, and they didn't live in that city. There were people from out of town.
That's 100% right, but you need to give me... You basically solved it, but I need you to say why.
The moon. It's a train to the moon.
Why does it make a difference if those three people were not from that area? There was an announcement over the loudspeaker.
Oh, they don't speak any English.
The three people in the station... The station is in Germany, and the three people don't speak German.
And they can't just use deductive reasoning.
Okay.
That everyone...
What do you want from me? I don't fucking write these riddles. Yes, I did write this one.
We don't speak German. So the three of us are in a train station. It's a German train station. We're on, we're doing our Hey Riddle Germany leg of the tour. Mm-hmm. We're just sitting there. Everyone on the train station, every other German person at the train station heard an announcement, got up and left. And we're all there now.
I feel like something is wrong. Did one of us fart?
What is this? Lion King?
What? Pumbaa.
Sorry, I have my headphones.
Clear the savannah.
Talking about Lion King?
Aaron, everybody just left this train station.
Excuse me? Are you three stuck here in the station?
I don't want to do bits right now. We're stuck in this train station.
Who is Adel? My name is Otto. Otto Refai.
Oh, God.
Aaron, do you want to sleep on my
name is Otto Refai. I am here from Dusseldorf.
Excuse me, did you say Dusseldorf?
This is my friend JP Germany.
My name is JP Germany. What are you doing in Germany, young lady?
What would my name be?
What kind of accent is this?
Yeah.
What is she doing?
What are you doing?
What would my name be?
Aaron, Jesus Christ. Nice people, don't. God. Please stop.
Please pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes.
What kind of accent is she doing that she's breaking?
What kind of accent is she doing?
I demand an apology from this girl, even though I think I did the wrong thing.
Yes, who does she think she is, Madeline Kahn?
You sound like Adam Sandler when you do a different accent.
Come to the back of the book.
Come to the back of the book.
Come to the back of the Germany.
You can do it.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Oh, I think the train's canceled.
Oh.
We should be too.
We should be cancelled.
We.
For Vendetti.
How do you lock into a German... A scene. How do you lock into a German accent?
How do you lock into... three German accents lock into a bar.
Volkswagen.
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 They switch the W's and the V's, right? Volkswagen.
But that sounds like Russian.
I feel like anytime I do a German accent, which is rarely, and never doing it well, bless you.
Thank you.
I always think of Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds when he goes to like the house.
That's
he like makes
milk?
An egg or he asks for milk or whatever. Yeah. But he just has like that real like soft kind of, my name is Christoph Waltz. See, I nailed it.
Yeah, you nailed it.
He does announce his name in that movie.
Ah, and I think of Hans and Franz, Aaron. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Is that what you want from me?
I don't know. I don't know how to do any accent, like really. I just, every accent that I do is an impression of someone else doing an accent that I may have heard mm-hmm. in like a comical way. Mm-hmm. So my German accent is usually like very much like this.
From Austin Powers.
From Austin Powers.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then let's hear your Scottish is just fat bastard.
Get in my Borat.
My wife.
Get in my wife. Aaron. Scottish accent. I say, I'm having a great day.
Great.
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 Uh-huh.
Do an Irish accent.
Oh.
Tidy Friday Florida. An Irish accent.
My name is Hatter Riffay. Right. Riffrighty tighty tie.
Mariah
Earth,
watches
instead of Earth. Earth. What on Earth are you doing?
What on Earth are you darin'?
What on Earth are you doing?
Mariah watches Love Island, and there's a character on the character. There's a human being on that show. It's not a character.
Well,
who is from Ireland? And God, now she's gonna kill me. I can't remember what the root thing that she says to get into that Irish accent.
Oh, come on.
Sersha,
the root
like
thing.
Like inertia.
The root thing for the Irish accent. We get what you're saying.
Potato.
Post potato.
Post potato. I hate to be the one to tell you this, Mary.
Are you fucking joking?
Post potatoes.
That's it. Are you fucking joking?
Are you fucking? It's very breathy.
Are you fucking
it's
joking?
Breathy,
fucking joking.
And it ends like it's a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Breathy and ends like it's going upward.
Like mm-hmm. a question.
Like a question.
We're not doing bad. We're doing bad things.
I was telling Aaron the other day, one of my favorite YouTube videos is the little girl who's maybe Scottish or Irish, and she thinks she's going to Meghan Markle's wedding. So she's crying in the kitchen when the mom starts recording her, and she's like, are we going to Meghan's wedding? And the mom goes, no, you're not going. You weren't invited. And she goes, why wasn't I invited? And she goes, because Meghan doesn't know you. And she's like, but everyone at school's going. And she's like, no, they're not. And she goes, teacher said that everyone will be there. And she goes, she meant everyone in the sense of like all everyone who matters. And she's like, so I'm not good. And she's like, no. And she goes, I'm not a princess. And she goes, you're my little princess. And she goes, yeah, I'm probably not going because Meghan doesn't know me. And it's the funniest. It's like it's through massive tears. Like she's just sobbing her eyes out.
That just reminded me, have you guys seen the YouTube video of the girl I'm making a video yelling at her sister for unplugging her iPad.
No.
She's like, thanks a lot, Rachel. And your iPad's charged and mine's not anymore. Way to go, idiot.
Oh, Aaron, I have seen that and you're misremembering. That was from Irish Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Where Irish Monica lambasts Irish Rachel.
Now you've got your iPad and I don't have my iPad.
We were on a break.
And I'm wearing everybody's clothes.
Could I be wearing any of my clothes?
Chandler Long. Gunther, get me another cup of coffee.
Smelly cat. What is this? We need to take a fucking break.
Speaking of all of our favorite YouTube
videos.
Speaking
of Kit Kats.
We gotta go get some more money from our advertisers.
We'll be right back with more Hereditarietal.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live clear with clarity D. Live clear with clarity D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep.
blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are...
Batman! Superman does good.
Superman does good.
Batman. Superman does good.
Batman does well. Batman fell down a well.
Superman's doing good. Batman fell down a well. And Robin played an egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel. The Joker kissed a clown.
You do well. I was born in one. How do you lock into a Bane accent, Aaron?
She puts her hands on her
mouth. Put your hands over your mouth, and then you say Gotham. You go, Gotham.
Gotham.
Gotham. People.
Aaron, Gotham. I hope you know that in the movie, he's saying got them.
Gotham.
Gotham.
Bane's catchphrase is Gotham.
Gotcha. I do think I would love it if, like...
Bane on my hitter's grave!
If, like, comic book movies were just, like, the characters in comic book movies talked like just real people talked.
Like, I'm Batman.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, I'm a bad dude and I'm, like, slightly muscular. Like,
or just, like, no, nothing quippy, nothing clever. Like, Captain America decks someone and is like, fuck you, dickhead.
I feel like Patton Oswalt or someone has a bit on that where it's like, in most movies, like the best friend in most rom-coms is like so quick with a quip.
Yeah.
And it's like in real life, they'd be like, ooh, yeah.
Okay.
I would like to hear one more riddle before I die.
Let's hear one more riddle, meaning John Travolta is going to play a mom. It's a holiday. Moss hops in his car and begins to drive.
Carrie Ann.
He drives for hours in one direction and covers hundreds of miles. When Moss stops the car and gets out, he's in the same place that he started. What go on?
It's Carrie Ann Moss. She's driving on set. Classically, they don't have those cars actually move. They hook them up to a machine that stimulates the tires, and the cars just drive on the lot.
So you think in movies versus just pretending to drive in park, they hook it up to a machine?
That stimulates the tires.
That stimulates the tires. Uh-huh. And this is a drive stimulator?
It's a drive simulator. Is Moss Carrie Ann Moss?
Moss is Carrie Ann Moss.
Nice.
It's a circle.
What's a circle?
The drive.
Is it a circle drive?
Aaron, it's a circle drive. It's an island. I need a little more information.
Island.
It's not an island.
Island in the sun.
It's not Circle Island. It's not a Weezer concert. Mm-hmm. Hey, riddle. Oh, our show should be, if we ever, oh shit, Aaron, you just cracked the code.
Aaron, you just cracked the code.
This episode will hereby be known
as the purple episode.
Nice.
Just like Weezer names all their albums after colors.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be called Hey, Hey, Riddle, Riddle.
Oh.
Like they, in Island in the Sun, they do that. Hey, hey,
hey. Yeah.
Aaron, you're way less enthused than I thought you'd be. I thought you'd be at like a 2 and you're at a -4.
I think it's because I'm having the time of my life.
Okay.
And she owes it all to you.
I'm She's dancing pretty dirty.
Because you can tell by my eyes.
I used to do, when I first moved to Chicago, I had a job where I had to drive all around Cook County and take pictures of houses for this real estate investment company. It was a bad job. And there was nothing shittier than driving.
And you said the real estate investment company was called Stalking Your Ex?
I was invested in her real.
You had to keep taking pictures of this.
Boyfriend. Who is this Nick guy?
And why is he buying property?
but there was nothing shittier than driving for like 10 hours in a day, getting out of the car and still being in fucking Chicago, like being right where you started from.
Sure.
It's a lot of driving.
I love road trips.
I love road trips too, but
like when we went to Champaign, that was so much like just playing
car
games.
When you get out of the car at a road trip, you're like in a different locale. But when you just drive and drive and drive for your like day job and you're just in, it would be like, I guess I've, maybe it's like driving Uber or driving Lyft or something where you're just like driving all day but not going anywhere. What was the question? How long did you do that job?
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 months or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
4 months, 6 months? I can't remember.
And what was your base salary?
What's that?
What was your base salary?
Well, you know what's funny is, and I don't think I can get in trouble for this and nobody fucking cares. But I went to a temp agency because I had a bunch of friends who were temping when they first moved here.
In Tempe, Arizona?
Yeah, it was a hemp agency. we were making a rope. But I went to a temp agency and they were like, great, we're a temp agency. This is how it works, blah, blah, blah. We match you with a person, blah, blah, blah. And then a day later, they called me and they were like, hey, there's this guy. He's from this place in Miami. They do tax, blah, blah, blah for real estate. Mm-hmm. Would you like meet with him and see about doing, he needs like an admin to do a job. I met with the guy. The guy's like, here's the job. He's like, I don't know that temp agency. I don't want to go through them. I would rather just pay you and not pay them, which you're specifically not supposed to do with a temp agency.
Rule number one.
And so I said, well, you know, if you split the difference of what you were paying them, you can just pay me directly. I don't give a shit about them either. I'll break many laws that there are to break. And then he was like, great, let's just do that. And then I just worked under the table for cash for him for like 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It was great.
Can we call that story Under the Table and Dreaming?
And it was like six figures.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
$600,000.
I do remember. So there were, it's such a shitty thing, but they were buying up state property tax debt. And then that's like an investment. So if you owe property taxes, but you don't pay them, Chicago, Cook County still wants their money. So they sell it to this company in Miami who buys the debt. And then when you go to pay your taxes, you have to pay a little, you know, VIG on top of your taxes because
it's
just interest, right? Okay. You're just paying more money because someone else has bought your debt. So they're basically like keeping poor people poor. It's a terrible organization. But I remember I was picking up a check for them that I had to like mail back to this guy from Cook County Clerk House. And it was for like $486,000. And I was like, there's got to be a way I can steal this. Like, there has to be a way. I know it's a check and it's
is
not
this
written
like big
to me.
Short shit? Like,
it's a real estate tax investment company. Rich people are a poison, a poison to this world.
And evil.
Oh, it's truly evil. I watched a woman like crying in the Cook County clerk's office because she didn't understand why she owed some other, it wasn't even our company, but some other company, she couldn't pay her tax bill because someone else had bought her tax bill.
Jesus.
Everything about the government and the economy is fucked and crazy. So here's what you should do. If you're listening to this podcast, take everything you own, boil it down into gold.
Even your kids?
Even your kids. Your kids are gold. Reduce them to gold. Take that gold, swallow it. I'll see you in heaven.
I'll see you in heaven.
Whisper that to your kids before you boil them down.
I whisper that to spaghetti every night. I'll see you in heaven.
See you in heaven.
What'd you know? Huh?
Hey,
tell me in heaven. I'll see you in heaven. So the answer to this riddle is the economy. What's the question?
Yeah, let's get... So we just heard from Joe Rogan's podcast. Let's get back to... We have some pills we want to sell you. Those pills are riddle pills. So it's a holiday. Moss hops in his car and begins to drive. He drives for hours in one direction, covers hundreds of miles. When Moss stops the car and gets out, he's in the same place that he started.
All right, Aaron, here's what I want to say.
Zamboni.
So circle, you nailed it. So it's not a Zamboni. You think...
Is Moss a person?
You think a Zamboni driver during an NHL game drives hundreds of miles?
I think in a day, he drives hundreds of miles.
Have you seen, how fast do you think a Zamboni goes?
100 miles per hour.
Oh, no.
He drives for an hour, that's 100 miles.
Maybe he's going, maybe the Zamboni driver is going so fast that we just think they're going slow.
Oh, yeah. He's got to get back, Marty.
I want to see a quick scene.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
It's not me. It's the rink.
And you are two hockey players, and you're getting a little fed up with how slow the Zamboni driver is going.
Oh,
I really want to get back on the ice.
Really just want to get back on the ice.
Yeah.
Play some puck. Play some puck. You know how that's phrase we use?
I really want to take my big L and slap the little black disc.
I want to take my crooked bat and hit the old flat ball.
I want to get right back on my metal knives.
Yep. Nothing but nets, but without the guy hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Crazy how that goalie got his throat slashed.
Crazy how that goalie got his throat slashed.
Happens every game. Happens once every game.
Yeah, on his way to the rink. There's a guy in the back of his car. What happened
the
was
fans.
A car behind him kept flashing the blinkers, and the guy was pulled over and got away. He thought they were going to chase him down, but the blinkers came on every time the killer in the back would pop up.
That's old tales all the time. Yeah, they got to the...
Just a couple more minutes.
Really? This is still going on. Hey, excuse me.
Yeah?
Is it possible that you could do your... What does a Zamboni do?
What does a Zamboni do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it like...
This isn't a setup to a joke.
Is it cleaning the ice? Is it making more ice?
It's not making more ice. It's smoothing out the ice so you can skate more easily. Makes the ice shinier, easier to skate on. Also gives me a job.
Chet, are you good? I'm good skating on bad ice.
Oh, yeah.
We're good on bad ice.
But this ice is really bad.
Okay.
How bad is it?
Hey, why is that Zamboni operator wearing all leather?
I don't know. It's got a microphone, too.
This is so bad.
How bad is it?
How bad is it?
It hasn't called its mom in a while.
Oh, we should stick to crowd work.
Yeah. It feels like one of those sassy friends in a movie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sassy friend in a movie. You're like
but in real
Eddie,
life.
Eddie Murphy's 80s stand-up.
Uh-huh.
That is a bright red leather one suit.
Bright red leather suit.
What was that?
Did they sneeze?
Oh, a whip.
Yeah. They sneezed a whip.
I sneezed a whip out. I'm scared.
Oh. Well, that's for the keep the lions off the rink.
Yeah. I would love to do something, but I can't operate on this man. You see? He's my son.
Oh, my God.
Aaron, you basically got it with a circle. I just need you to give me context. Why a circle?
Is Moss a person?
What'd you say? A Nuva ring?
Is Moss a person? Is Moss a person's name? Or is Moss?
I just was thinking about Nuva ring. I did a sketch once with Haley Palmer. I think I've mentioned this, where the whole sketch is just us talking at brunch, and then she sneezes out a Nuva ring.
Yeah.
And then we're silent. We just go to the hospital. We gotta go to the hospital. Because why would you sneeze out a Nuva ring?
Is Moss a person's name, or is it not a person?
Moss is a person.
Really? Does that matter?
Yeah, it matters that a person hops in a car and drives it. That's the, I'd say that's the foundation.
It's an island.
It's not an island.
It's a racetrack.
It's not an island.
Is it a racetrack?
It is a racetrack. Do you want to give me a little more specifics? Or JPC, this might be more in your... You think
Indy 500?
Vroom NASCAR. Of course, famously, Aaron calls July 4th booms and bangs.
How many miles?
Hundreds of miles.
Hundreds of miles?
Yeah.
Is it the Indy 500? That's 500 miles right there. Is it the
Moss
Daytona 400?
Moss drove in Indiana in May at the Indianapolis 500.
Indianapolis!
Have you ever been to
sure.
an event like that?
Of course I have.
You have.
Yeah.
Adel, have you?
Never. No, and I never will be. Because you can get hit by a fucking car.
I'm sorry?
You can get hit by a fucking truck.
Anybody could get hit by a car. You can get hit by a car any time of the day.
Yes, but I don't. When I'm on the highway, people aren't going 190 miles an hour.
You don't get on the
in
track.
A circle.
You think you get on the track?
Yes.
That's how you get to the bathroom.
Cars flip and go into the. So you're telling me it's just as safe to watch a NASCAR event as it is to just drive?
I think it's way more dangerous to drive than it is to watch a NASCAR event.
I'm going to disagree with you. Because the people.
You know what? Let's test it.
Because the people who go there also drove to the event. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a NASCAR driver. You're in the Indianapolis 500, and you brought your husband along because he felt left out. He didn't want to sit in the stands because it's unsafe. So you are currently going 220 miles per hour, lap 47 out of 500 laps.
Okay. Can we listen to... Can we listen to something else?
What? What?
Can we listen to something else?
Honey, really trying to focus. Really just trying to go around in a circle like
you
that.
You gotta know when to hold
it. I don't want to listen to this anymore.
Know when to fold
it. It helps me focus.
We never know listen to my fall. Music.
We listen to your music a lot, honey. I'm just trying to focus.
Hold on. I'm putting in my Dave Matthews CD.
Okay. Please, just anything but the ants marching song. Anything but that.
What?
It's a hot one.
Oh, this is my Dave Matthews Santana cover album.
Honey, I love you, but you, I tell you this, every time you drive with me is, I just can't have any serious conversations. I can't really talk to you while I'm doing this
time
at work.
You want
to
have this conversation, Kelly? Because I'll have this conversation.
This is sort of my point is like, I'm at work right now. I'm trying to.
Good, let's hash it out. Let's do this. Okay. Come to Jesus.
I can't. All right. Okay. All right, I don't think I'm ready to have another kid right now. I know you want one,
You're
but...
4 months pregnant. What do you mean you're not ready to have another kid?
I just am saying, like, I just feel like you really wanted this kid, and I'm excited, but also I'm nervous, and I'm scared. All right, hold on, we gotta get out, and they're gonna change all the tires.
Okay.
This PuzzBot is killing me.
I ask you to follow me on Twitter.
Seed, you're good at it. NASCAR noises. Do more.
Oh, thank you. Ah, my baby.
Perfect.
Crash. Dale Earnhardt. If Weird Al did a cover of Crash, do you think it would be called Crash Bandicoot? No, I guess he doesn't. He doesn't continue the word. He changes it.
Oh, Bandicoot's a completely different
word. So it'd be like Flash. It'd be about Justice League superhero Flash.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what...
Flash runs real fast.
What other Weird Al songs could he do about Crash Bandicoot?
Let's do one more riddle. Here we go. A group of people stumble across a body. Oh. After examining the corpse.
Is this a Stephen King book?
Yeah, they poke it with a stick and they bond. It's 1960s, Derry, Maine.
They bond?
I don't know.
What's your Bond
girl's
name?
Bond. Was Anna Block of Ice?
Yeah.
Mr. Bond, my name is Anna Block of Ice.
And these are my cum rags.
Forgot about that.
A group of people stumble across a body. After examining the corpse, the group notes that the body is missing internal organs, but they maintain the victim died a natural death. What going on?
Wait, what what's is this going group on? Digging around in this?
These of course,
organs.
Are called Marvin Gaye's because we need to know what's
coming through the grapevine.
You think this song is coming through the grapevine?
No.
Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, I bet you wonder why. I'm outside next to the grapevines. Ooh. I guarantee there's nothing going on. And these cum rags are just a bad sign.
Somebody give that grapevine $10,000.
Give me by surprise. I don't know, Adel. I don't know.
Great.
Is that a crime?
Aaron,
that a crime?
To be fair, as I was asking this riddle, Aaron did take her punch card, clock out,
yeah,
put on her hat and coat.
She blew a whistle. She slid down a dinosaur.
Okay. Finds a way.
These people.
My wife finds a way.
Stumble across a body. The body has no internal organs.
It's a human body.
Or they're missing some internal organs.
The body. Oh, we can't sing that.
Yeah.
Does it?
Of all the things we do, that's a bridge too far. So
it's a human.
It's a human body.
Yeah. The group of people stumble across a human body. After examining the corpse, the group notes that the body is missing internal organs, but they maintain the victim died a natural death.
Missing all internal organs?
I'll say yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Could this
name an organ.
Piano.
Yep.
Could this be a medical cadaver and all of their organs were like taken from it and... It fell off the corpse train.
Yeah.
You know, you guys big Yousef Islam fans, right? Cat
yeah,
Stevens?
Of course.
Corpse train coming to CBS.
Around the world on a corpse train. Get off that corpse train. You're in Germany.
Oh, God.
Oh, I forgot to mention, as you guys think about this, I'm going to Germany in a few weeks.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Dusseldorf.
Das gut.
For what?
For improv, to train some employees.
To train?
to corpse train.
Now I'm back in the atmosphere. Hey, Germany.
To do some improv workshops.
Nice.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous.
For company.
I'll bring you back. I think Dusseldorf is mostly known for mustards.
I honestly,
I love mustard.
If you can, the best coffee I've ever had in my life was German coffee.
Mm,
so
really?
If you can get German coffee, I don't know if they'll let you bring that back, but if you can,
yeah,
please, I'll give you monies for it.
And that's in Scheiseblend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yeah, Aaron, you what, Scheiseblend?
If I get you a...
They're making fun of me. No.
In Scheise.
I just want good ass. Good ass.
Oh, it'll be good ass.
It'll be good ass.
I just want good ass.
Shit.
German coffee.
Aaron, you really put your foot in your ass. if I brought you back like Lederhosen, would you do... This sounds gross.
I meant it. Finish your thought.
I meant it as like a fun thing of like, would you do like behavioral photos with the Lederhosen? But as soon as I said it, I'm like, someone's going to take this the wrong way.
Yeah, and that someone was Aaron.
If I could do Lederhosen, will you come
over to a photo shoot?
I really want German coffee, but I'll take any.
I guess I'll do your underwear pictures as well. If it gets me the coffee.
Yeah, the Lederhosen would be over your face. Dave, do you want anything back?
No, but every time Adel goes to Europe, he brings me back what he calls a European cut bathing suit and wants me to come over.
Yeah, of course,
really
we all know.
Just saran wrap.
Famously, a European bathing suit is saran wrap with a zipper mouth. And of course, when you jump into the pool, you close the zipper so you can breathe. You don't have to, you know, suck in water.
Adel came back from Australia and he brought me an Australian bathing suit. It was a Batman and Robin costume, but just the top half of the Robin.
And the dick's cut out. The dick race is cut out.
It's the top half and the dick's cut out.
What do we think's going on with his body?
Who cares?
Who cares? I'm having fun. I don't know.
I was nowhere near the right answer with medical cadaver. Does it look like the organs that have been removed on purpose?
Yes.
Post-death?
Post-potatoes.
Post-potatoes?
Mm-hmm. Organ donor.
No. That's a good guess.
Okay.
But this is all their organs.
But all their organs were taken out post-potatoes.
Post-potatoes. And I'll say that this body's probably been dead for a little bit.
Is it stuffed with anything else?
Mummy.
Is it? Go ahead.
Mummy. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Is it a mummy? Go ahead. Is it a mummy?
Is it a mummy?
Go ahead.
After you, sir. It's a mummy.
Is it a mummy?
Mummy?
It is stuffed.
With peppers.
And a duck. And stuffed with peppers.
A two person.
I like my dead bodies like I like my Herbies.
Fully loaded. God.
Aaron, you got it exactly right.
JPC was about to get it.
Do you want to say it again in case?
Mummies.
Sarcophagus.
The people are archaeologists working in Egypt. They uncovered a mummy.
Didn't they say it was on train tracks?
What's up?
Didn't they say it was on train tracks or was that not part of this riddle at all? I said I was going to
Germany to train people in improv.
I just thought of Stand By Me.
I want to see one more scene.
Oh, I love it.
This is going to be, Aaron, you are a...
Better be
an archaeologist. Okay. And you just found a mummy.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, let's see here. Not going to follow whatever I give you. Great. So going to do your own thing, blaze your own trail. Better be a mummy.
Okay, got it.
And here we go. Wiping some dirt.
Hello?
Oh my god, 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 oh my god. I'm hallucinating.
Hello? Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh my god, it's a kid mummy.
Have you seen my mummy?
Blam, 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 blam.
These NASCAR cars are going by real quick.
Are we on a waste track? Have you seen my mummy or my
daddy? Sorry, Adel.
Blam, blam, blam,
blam. No, I just have my volume turned up so high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
No, not at all.
Hey.
You were right to scream. You were method.
Ice cream towards the wall.
You were method. I just had my volume turned all the way up.
Ice cream towards the wall.
We all scream for ice cream.
What's up?
Huh? I'm tired.
I literally can't hear you.
Can someone get me a coffee?
Can I get a coffee? Can I get an
Scheisse? I'm gonna genuinely get coffee.
What do you guys want when I go to Tokyo? I thought to get you. They have these cool jackets that you can have that you can make that are just like cool things on the back, like satin jackets that look like club jackets.
Oh, cool!
So we got
one that says "Hey," one that says "Riddle," and then one that says "Riddle."
I think it's more like Japanese stuff versus our podcast.
I don't know.
Our podcast is huge in Japanese.
We're big in Japan.
Yeah.
I promise you. Speaking of big in Japan, Japes, anything you want to plug?
Boy, oh boy, I would love to plug my own personal Twitter, at JPSoFly. I'd love to plug my Instagram, at SharkBarkman. I'd love to plug my dog's Instagram, at GootyGirl. Mariah texted me the other day, and she goes, a bunch of people followed Spaghetti's Instagram account. I was like, I did mention it on the podcast. And she's like, oh, well, it's that then. So yeah, follow that. Take pictures of my dog. Yeah, take pictures of my dog. Send them to me. Direct message pictures of my dog to my dog. That's America. Also, check out our TeePublic store. We got a ton of cool shirts on that TeePublic store. If you like this show, why would you? But subscribe to the Patreon as well. You know, it's good things are coming to the people who go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Aaron?
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. I have a web series I think that should already be out by the time that this episode airs. But I'm really, really proud of it. And you can find all the info about it there. Also, go to our TeePublic store.
No,
and
I said
if you're
that.
A fan of the show, and I don't know why you would be, but join our Patreon. Addle?
Since we're plugging pets, check out Fries and Brisket on Instagram. My girlfriend Gemma runs an account for our two cats who are very cute and very mischievous. Mischievous. I don't care. Don't at me. Also, check out Puzzbot 420 at Twitter.
Better be available.
You're probably gonna. Oh, no. You're probably
better
gonna.
Be available.
Butterbean. Also, you're gonna want to check out. I'm doing. I've mentioned this before, but I'll plug it again. The JV Club, one of my favorite podcasts, hosted by Janice Varney. I'm doing that October 18th in Chicago at 7 p.m. at Chicago Theater Works. So please come to that. Also, come check out Aaron and I doing the Grand Rapids Festival. Friday, October 25th at 10 p.m. in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're also teaching workshops, so sign up for that. Also, last but not least, please check out our TeePublic store. I know Japes and Aaron don't give it enough love or mention it at all, but you want to check out
name drop
Addle, Otto, and you want to buy some merch in time for the holidays. By holidays, I mean Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. The holidays.
Can we call Halloween hey Lorene?
Aaron, say it. Just say it.
Hey, like, what's a Halloween? Riddleween?
Say the word.
Riddleween?
Say the word, send us home.
Holloriddles?
Jupiter!
Fuck. Bye forever.
Say the word, send us home.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Artie Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.